Wrap me in bacon.
Wrap him in bacon.
And pour bacon crumbles on my head.
Pour bacon crumbles on his head.
Now that I think of it, I'll just go to Little Caesars.
So go to Little Caesars.
Get a bacon wrapped deep, deep dish pizza instead.
Get a bacon wrapped deep, deep dish pizza instead.
Get Little Caesars large, hot and ready bacon wrapped deep, deep dish pepperoni and bacon pizza wrapped in over 3.5 feet of bacon for just $12 at participating locations plus tax.
Pizza, pizza.
What does your morning sound like?
That's Daddy's little man.
Morning, Daddy. Grabbed your usual from Mickey D's.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better with a delicious breakfast from McDonald's.
Start your day at McDonald's with a refreshingly bold large McCafe iced coffee for just $2. Price and participation may vary for a limited time. Cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal.
You are listening to Sean Harrison on Amp Live Talk Radio, a place for amputees and those dealing with limb loss. The views expressed on the show by the host, co-hosts, and guests are their own. Always seek medical advice from a licensed medical professional.
And hello everyone out there today. I want to welcome everybody back to another episode of Amp Life Talk Radio. Today we have a very special guest on. For those of you that are new to the show, welcome. To those of you that have been here with us before, welcome also. I'm glad everybody's here. Amp Life Talk Radio is a show for amputees and those affected by limb loss. We want you to know that if you are an amputee, you're not alone. So today, most of you know that typically I always try and do my homework and try and find a very interesting person to have on the show. We've had Shahali Ayers, we've had Ronald Mann, a professional model and a professional jujitsu guy. So today I wanted to reach outside the box and bring you guys somebody really special who I found on YouTube. I was searching for some topics, looking for some things to write about, and I came across this guy and I was looking at him do some of his YouTube videos with his iPhone. And I thought, man, this guy is pretty impressive. And I like what he's about. And some of you probably have heard of him, the No-Handed Bandit. So if you guys want to look him up on YouTube. But today I reached out to him this week and he was so kind to take some time to actually come and be on the show. Sam, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so we got the No-Handed Bandit today on the show. For those of you that are his followers, man, what are you up to right now on YouTube? How many followers are you getting?
I'm at 1,145 subscribers, and I think I'm around 800,000 views on total of my videos.
That's impressive. So that's impressive.
Things are going good.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, when I first saw you, you were doing things with your iPhone and showing people how you do things. Cause I think a lot of them had a lot of questions. You had something, I think it was like a little hand that you had, these little hands.
Yeah. that was my, funny show. It was about, the 4th of July safety. And, if you watch my videos, you'll find that I have a little bit of a sense of humor, about the situation. And then, I think if you can laugh about the situation, then that helps a little bit.
Hey, man, laughter takes us a long way. And tell us a little bit about your situation now that you bring that up.
So I was working as a power lineman, and I had an accident up on a pole where I received an electrical shock through my left hand and then going out my right hand. And with electrical burns, they kind of burn from the inside out. And so the inside of my hands were pretty much, they were pretty much, everything was evaporated inside of there. And it was kind of what they call mummification.
Wow.
And dry. And so there was no blood flow. So they needed to amputate to help me out.
Wow. So that, and when did that happen? When did you have that go down?
That was December 13th, 2010. And the crazy thing about it is that my brother also, he was a lineman also, and he got shocked. And that was 2 years before me, 2 years and a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
So he had his right arm amputated from mm-hmm. the shoulder. So we kind of have a little bit of bad luck with our family, I guess. But I think that both of us turned it around and made it into something that wouldn't stop us from living our lives.
Yeah, from what I can see, I think it's like with anything, when you get in these situations, it's something to where when you're going through it, you don't really see what we see now. But as you
yeah.
start to learn to adjust, and you have to come to the realization that, okay, I want to continue to live my life, and I'm going to have to figure this out. I think, just like you said, you start to figure out different things. But also, I think you, and I know for me, you develop a sense of humor about some of the things, because I think having that sense of humor helps you deal with some of the emotional trauma that you go through. So,
yeah, that's really true. You know, that's probably my first stage was a lot of grief, but then I learned to make jokes about things, and it helped me out a lot.
Mm-hmm. So I think one of the questions that everybody wants to know, because of some of the platforms that I'm speaking on and some of the shows that I'm doing, when you went in and you had your amputation done, of course you were a trauma, so they put you probably right in. Did you have a peer visitor or a peer person come by, another amputee come by and have an opportunity to speak with you?
At the time when I was in the hospital, I did not have a peer amputee visitor, but later on, I was connected to a guy named Jason Koger
mm-hmm.
through Facebook, and that was through a guy named Sean McHugh. He introduced us, and he was an awesome peer to teach me things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what kind of started me doing the videos, is that I didn't have a peer, and my PT was searching for ways to do things on YouTube, and then there wasn't anything. And there was a guy selling a video, and that was about it. And I just didn't feel like buying that video.
Wow.
Felt like this knowledge should be free.
Yes.
And so that's when I came up with my little nickname, the No-Handed Bandit.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided, oh, I'll teach everybody how to do what I do.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when you so you came across this guy who actually started coming in and doing, you know, the peer visits with you. How do you feel that really helped you deal with some of the things that you were going through?
Well, when I first got amputated, I felt like I was the only one in the whole world that was dealing with no hands.
Exactly.
The peer that visited me, he really didn't visit me. We just talked over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But he taught me how to do one of the things that I was worried about, like going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And once he taught me how to do that, then I was like, hey, I can go out in the public and I'll be all right. I wasn't afraid anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And once I figured that out, then I said to myself, well, I can do pretty much anything. I just got to figure out how to do it.
Okay.
And that's how it helped me a lot.
And, you know, a lot of new amputees struggle with the body image issue. So when you found yourself venturing back out into, you know, the public after your accident, how did you feel about that? Were you concerned about that at all?
You know, it's crazy, but the body image thing didn't hit me till later. And so I was able to go out and go to sports events here in Salt Lake City. And then later on, there was I was working at a school, and this girl was afraid of me because of my hands.
Oh.
And that made me, like, think twice and say, wow, there's people out there that are actually looking at the outward image.
Mm-hmm.
But I talked to the teacher about it, and she said, well, that's not something you need to worry about, because she actually will cry for she'll cry whenever anyone works with her.
Mm-hmm.
So I just realized that a lot of times what we're feeling, like if we're feeling like everybody's staring at us with a negative image, then sometimes it can be self-fulfilling prophecy. So if I'm walking around thinking everybody's staring at me and doesn't want to talk to me, and then I start withdrawing into myself and not being friendly, then all of a sudden you are portraying the image of what they're thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Totally do.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things on a couple of shows I've done. That was one of the things I talked about in the body image episode that I did, was letting people know that sometimes the things that you're worried about, people aren't really focusing on those. But because you're worried about it, you now put off a vibe that will make people in turn, you know, have these weird feelings about you because you're not comfortable with yourself and what you're doing.
Right.
So you kind of bring that unnecessary attention to yourself. So.
Yep.
So that's
yeah, I believe that's true.
Yeah. So, some of the things that you do on your videos, when you do those, you're basically trying to show people how you do things. Are you trying to show other amputees how to do things? I know you had, you were showing people how you actually put your arms on. I see you got a different setup now, which is really cool.
Yeah. I'm teaching people how to do things that are activities of daily living usually.
Mm-hmm.
But I also wanted to, like, there's quite a few videos about me playing Pokemon Go,
mm-hmm.
and interacting with the community, and that those are there. They have things in there that people can learn from them. They just they got to look for them. But they also wanted to show that the community is accepting of you, as long as you feel good about yourself. The more you feel good about yourself, the more accepting the community will be. So it shows a lot of me interacting with a lot of people.
And I totally agree with that one, because it's something that people don't think. In fact, I had a patient one time, and we were talking, and he was so worried about his neighbor, what his neighbor was going to think. So he wasn't making himself available to his neighbor, and his neighbor was trying to come and see him, but he wouldn't see him. So finally, his neighbor called him out front one day, and he was like, hey, man, where have you been, and why haven't you seen me? He goes, well, I didn't know what you would think of me now, because he was an older gentleman.
Yeah.
And he helped this young kid, you know, work on cars. And the guy says, why would I think anything different? You're the same guy that helped me, you know, learn how to work on vehicles. It's just, you just don't have a foot now, but you're still the same man. And
that's
what we try to say to people and teach people. I know for you and for me, is always trying to let people know that you, just because you don't have a foot or an arm or a hand, doesn't change you, doesn't change the person you are, unless you let it change you. So,
yeah. I always, when I go to the schools a lot and talk to them,
mm-hmm.
and that's one of the main messages that I tell them, because I'm talking to non-amputee kids, and I say, well, if someone has a difference in their appearance and someone has an accident, they're still the same person, because the person is actually in the heart and in the mind.
Yeah.
That's where the person lies, not in their appearance.
Yeah, their physical appearance. I know I dropped off a book today to a guy who I work with. You probably have heard of him, Dave the One-Legged Spartan. He's a good friend of mine, and we do Spartan races together. And he has two little kids, a boy and a girl. And I got this book from, his name is Ashton, and he did this book about an elephant that ended up getting a prosthesis. And I read that book, and I took a copy of that today with his kids. That's a book I want to turn you onto. I'll get you some of the details later on the show. If you're talking to kids, those are some good things to take with you and read in a classroom setting with kids, because what it does is basically shows an elephant who stepped on a landmine and had to go to the doctor and go through what we went through, the process of getting your prosthesis, the fitting process of trying to get it right, and then finally getting it right, and then getting back up and getting into life. So it's a great book. I'll turn you on to that. I'll send you a link for it if you want to pick up a copy and take with you. But I think that's something very cool, seeing that you're talking to kids. That would be something really cool for you to take and actually do a book day with the kids and read that. So I'll make sure you get those details. Now, I see something on your page I want to bring to everybody's attention. I see American Red Cross Good Samaritan Hero 2013. Tell me about that.
So American Red Cross, they nominate awards at the end of the year, and I received that award, the Good Samaritan Award, for helping other people, not only through my videos, but also I volunteer at the hospital as a peer supporter for burn survivors, and a lot of times I'll be up there visiting patients that just had the same or a similar accident where they lost their hands, and I go talk to them, and I give them a little picture that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And so American Red Cross recognized me for that, and it was an honor for me.
That's pretty awesome. I know it's always weird being in, I know for you being in your role, me being in my role, a lot of people always ask me, how did I make it through? How am I so positive? How did I come out of it doing what I do? How did I come out of it with such a positive outlook and doing the things I do? And I know for me, it's a little different, and I try not to do it when I do peer visits and stuff like that. But I always try and tell people, for one, it was my faith that helped me, because when you go through something like that, it's easy to sit there and say, God, why me? You know, why'd you do this to me? But I never did. I just tried to understand why it happened to me. Like, okay, why am I in this situation now? What are you trying to show me? What are you trying to teach me? Because to be honest with you, there was a point for me, I was laying in the hospital, and I had to just succumb to, I am not strong enough to do this by myself. If you got to help me, because this is a lot to take. It's a lot to process. So did you kind of have those feelings, and what kind of helped you get through yours?
Yeah, I was in the beginning when I first got hurt, I just remembered that there's a scripture that is in the Bible, and it says that, it basically says that God's not going to put you through any trials that you can't handle. And I always had that in the back of my mind. And then later on, you know, when the struggles continue to happen, I did actually say, why me, God? And then I kind of made a promise to him to just show me the way, and then I'll serve where you need me, you know? And that helped me out a lot.
I got to be honest with you. For me, it was one of those things to where I didn't understand why it happened to me. But as I started going through things, I started kind of seeing, like, man, I don't want anybody to have to go through what I went through. Because, see, I never had a peer visit. I had Matthew Garibaldi, who was like the head guy at UCFF. He really helped me make the decision to amputate my foot. And they kind of got me into Amputee Coalition of America, got me to be a peer visitor. And then from that experience there, that's when it kind of started somewhat making sense. And one thing led to another. And then I got my job doing my stuff with my company now, Synergy Prosthetics. It is one of those things to where it's, for what we do, it's hard to kind of get people to see that light at the end when they're right in the middle of all the darkness. And I know for you, I think you're doing an amazing thing helping people and showing them. But I think it's pretty awesome how you're doing it from a standpoint to where you're helping people that are not amputees. So yeah, I think that's awesome. I always try and tell the people that I work with, you know, amputees that I meet, I always try and let them know that, look at it this way, you're an ambassador now. So it's your job to kind of go out there and educate people about limb loss and what it is to be an amputee. And I think that's something that you're truly doing, and I think that's awesome, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Yeah. I was talking to someone about that, and there was an occasion where I was thinking, whatever I do in this situation, people are going to generalize all amputees by what I do, yeah. You know? And I was at a grocery store, and I was in line, and there was a line behind me piling up, kind of, and they were trying to get me to pay, and I was struggling a little bit that day.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a while, but I finally got it done, and then the cashier says, oh, I would have asked you if you needed help, but this other guy, he when you ask him that, he gets really mad.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like a moment in time that told me, yeah, I gotta represent all amputees, because everybody's going to generalize amputees by the way I act. If I get mad all the time, then they're gonna say, oh, amputees always get mad.
Yeah.
When you ask them for help, you know?
Yeah, and you hit something on the head, man. You totally hit something on the head, because that's one of the things when I'm out, when I'm at work, I wear scrubs, so people don't know. But a lot of times when I'm wearing shorts, people see you, and it's very noticeable. So I guess one of the things that being an amputee taught me was a lot of patience, because I had to wait almost over a year to get my leg. But when I'm out in public, too, just like you said, people notice you more. You may not think it, but people pay a lot of attention to you when you're an amputee. And mm-hmm. we are kind of setting the precedent for amputees. Even if it's just me with my leg and you with no hand, people are looking at us. And if you are out there and doing things that are bringing a negative connotation to amputees, they're gonna generalize that and think every amputee is like that. So in a lot of ways, we do have to represent amputees from a very different perspective.
Yeah. It's just natural that people, when they see and someone in a certain classification do something, they kind of generalize.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I was in a basketball tournament, a 3-on-3 basketball tournament, and you can make that generalization good by, you know, being just trying to live your life, because I noticed that a lot of people would come by our game and then they'd stop and stare and just be in awe of what I was doing.
Yeah.
And be inspired by what I was doing. And then they would talk to me after and they give me like props and stuff.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, by being a good human and an amputee, then people can see, oh, amputees are just people,
mm-hmm.
you know? They're just people that have a different limb situation, but they're still people.
Yeah. Yeah.
They want to have fun just like anyone else.
And you're hitting it on the head. That's it's one of the things. Dave is one of our patients, and we went to one of his races to watch him do a Spartan race. And I got hooked, mm-hmm. and I was like, man, I want to do one of these. So
yeah.
We do those now. And I got to tell you, when you're out there doing a race, people are coming by. And you may not even know it, but as we're going through the race and doing everything, and then you get to the end and you cross the finish line, we have so many people that come up to us and say to us, man, just seeing you guys out there was motivation to me to keep going, because I saw you guys and I thought, man, if these guys can do this, what have I got to complain about? I got it easy. I got all my body parts. So,
yeah.
Wow, man. You know, and you do. You find that when you're out there living your life, just doing what things that, like for you, playing 3-on-3. Man, I was a college basketball player. So that's why I sent you that message saying, man, I miss those days, because that was awesome. Nothing like playing a 3-on-3 tournament. And for you to go out there and do that, you're representing people that don't even know that you're representing them. But more than anything, like when you said when we first started the show, you felt so alone. You felt like you were the only person out there. Well, you're not, because there's so many of us that, but there's very few of us doing what we do. And that's the thing.
Yeah, that's it's a little bit hard to learn. Like I said, I felt alone, like I was the only one going through it. And luckily, I was on Facebook, and Sean McHugh friended me and introduced me to this guy named Jason Coger. And Jason, he was a good peer because he wasn't afraid to answer any questions that I had.
Mm-hmm.
There's other peers out there that you talk to, and they'll just say, oh, yeah, if you need any help, let me know. But they won't really answer your questions.
Hmm.
And Jason was patient enough to just go step by step on how to do things.
Yeah.
And he even said, hey, you can come over to my house and stay here for a week and then watch me do what I do, and then you'll know. And, like, there was another guy closer to me, and he wasn't as helpful because he just didn't really know how to, I think he didn't really know how to relate or empathize with me because he had been so far along the trail. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it's funny you say that, because when we went through our training for Amputee Coalition of America, we had quite a few people in our group trying to become peer certified. And one of the things I've learned since I've been doing this, you know, I started, almost eight years ago. I come across a lot of people, and people tell me, of course, hey, man, this guy's a peer visitor, and I meet him. That's one of the things that I'm talking about on my next show. I'm talking about peer counseling, peer visitors. And I need to put that message out there, like what you just said, is that there's a lot of people that want to be peer visitors, but very few people know how to be a peer visitor. Very few people are committed to be a peer visitor. Because if you're going to put yourself out there and say that's what you want to do, you have to realize that. I'll tell you right now, I have a kid to this day. He was my very first peer visit when I first started. His name is Jacob. He was 19, I think 18 or 19 then. He was hit. Lost both of his legs below the knee. I am still friends with him to this day. And we talk on Instagram and Facebook, and I follow his life. When you put yourself out there as a peer visitor, you are building a relationship. You are actually now, it's almost like you're now a mentor to that person. You're a life coach to that person. And you got to be willing to self-sacrifice and put yourself out there to really guide this person along. And unfortunately, we do have some people that want, they're putting themselves out as peer visitors, but I think what they have to understand, you do more harm than good when you put yourself in a situation and you leave a person, because now you're leaving that impression on that person that peer visiting doesn't work. And that's what we don't want, you know. And for a guy like yourself and a guy like me, I know you're committed, and I can just tell from what you're doing, from when I first saw you to where you're at now, you know what you want to do, and you really have it in you to go out there and be an advocate for amputees. And we're all advocates in different ways, and I think the way you're advocating, helping non-amputee people really understand amputees, I think that's awesome, man. I think it is.
Thank you.
So now we got this movie coming up. We got to talk some talk now. We got this movie coming up with The Rock, and he's playing an amputee, and I've been invited to be involved with National Amputee Movie Day. I don't know if you know about that. It's July 13th. They want amputees to go out and look at the movie. I don't know if you've seen any of the previews. Have you seen the previews?
Yeah, I've seen the previews. I'm kind of a big fan of The Rock. So.
I like Dwayne. I like The Rock, man. The big thing is I know for me, is how people portray amputees, and I always want to make sure, now that I'm an amputee, I'm very protective of amputees. And that's the biggest thing with me with the movie, is we need to make sure people are getting real perceptions of amputees. So I know for myself, I'm going to be out doing some interviews at our local theater. But yeah, if you go check that out, I'd like to get some of your feedback on that when you go check that out. What do you think about it so far?
Well, I wished that they would have used the real amputee.
Yes.
But if they're going to do it, then as long as they show that person in a light that is positive and, like, not from a stance of what he can't do, but what a stance of what he can do, mm-hmm. you know? A lot of times, and there's also this, that a lot of times in movies, if you see an amputee, there's like one movie that stands out in particular. I think it was the Avengers or Captain America, where there's an amputee girl, and the dad is kind of the bad guy. And so it's good to see an amputee in the role of a good guy.
Yeah.
A lot of times majority of the time, an amputee is the bad guy that has a vengeance attitude going on.
Bitterness.
bitterness and angry at the world, you know? Yeah. And I want them to show more positive ones. Yeah. And that's good that this movie's going to show that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and I that's my biggest thing is putting amputees in a positive light. But more than anything, we want people to also understand realistic expectations of amputees. So I don't want it to be too far-fetched, even though I know it's a movie. But, you know, in our cases, a lot of people don't know about prosthetics and what amputees can do and what they can't do. So I think it's really important to show a realistic portrayal of what an amputee can physically do. So very interesting stuff there. So what have you been up to, and what are some things that you got coming up that you want people to know about?
This summer is pretty busy for me. There's a couple of places that I'm going to speak at. One is the World Burn Congress. They invited me to be one of the keynote speakers for the burn survivor community. And then also I will be talking at the Skills for Life.
Okay.
5. That one is for amputees, but amputees of both hands.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be talking with my peer mentor, so by myself.
Okay.
And then I'll be talking at the Arkansas Young Adult Burn Survivor Retreat. A lot of talking going on, and then also I'll be being a camp counselor for burn survivor kids.
Okay. Well, sounds like you're really busy. Sounds like you've got a lot of stuff on your plate, and that's awesome, man, because, like I said, I saw you when you first kind of started out, and I thought you would be doing amazing things even when I first saw you, and it sounds like you're definitely doing that, and you're out there representing amputees and helping people get a real good education on what amputees are all about and the whole process. So I am just, hey man, I'm honored and privileged to have you on the show, and anything I can do for you on my end, you let me know. You got me on Facebook, you can always shoot me a message, and you got all my support and everything that you're doing.
All right, thank you.
All
thank
right.
you for having me. It was an honor to get to talk to you and let you know about what I'm trying to do, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And I'll definitely get you on point with what we're going to be doing and as far as when your show's going to be aired and everything. And if you think of anything in between now and then, just kind of let me know, so when I get that show ready, we can make sure we get all that out there. So I'm going to have you hang on for a second, and we're going to do some stuff, and then I'll be right back with you, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, hang on. Okay, I would like to make sure that we give some of our sponsors a special thanks. OrthoMed Center, Dr. Brayton. Valley Wound Healing Center. So many people that are involved with the show that we want to thank, and we appreciate them for being involved with everything that we do. Of course, my company, Synergy Prosthetics, for letting me do the crazy stuff I do on this show. But really, it's an awesome show, and I really do appreciate the opportunities to go out and speak with people like the No-Handed Bandit and others that have been on the show. So that interview there was one that was one of our first with Skype. And as you can tell, I'm doing a ending to the show because it was a pre-recorded show. So I do apologize for some of the sound. Unfortunately, Skype is not as nice as my quiet little studio here, especially when you have people calling in from different parts of the world. But hey, we made it work, and I tried to clean it up as best as I could to get that to be sounding okay for the interview that we did with him. I really appreciate him, and his story is very amazing. I hope that some of you will listen to this show and share it with others. Having an opportunity to talk with him and hear his story, and even as I'm sitting here listening to the story again in the studio as I go through and do some of my edits, it's a pretty amazing story when you consider what this young man has been through. He's a pretty awesome guy, and I think he's really a awesome testimony to those out there dealing with limb loss and what you can achieve if you have the right attitude. And I think one of the things that I picked up in his interview was that we all struggle. We're all going to struggle with limb loss and the loss of our normal lives as we get used to our new body and our new path. It's one of those things that's very unfortunate that recently we had someone pass away, a young guy who was actually on one of the TV shows, I think it was TLC, My 600 Pound Life. Young man who I was actually going to try and have on the show, he passed away. I'm not sure about all the details, so I don't want to talk about it, but it was very unfortunate. I saw that actually in the news feeds as I was on vacation. Some of you probably don't know that, but I do try and take some time off. Very, very unfortunate that young man passed, and it's just a testament to the struggles that people go through when they're dealing with limb loss and the loss of their normal lives. It can be very powerful, and it can be a tough struggle. One of the reasons I put this show together is to give people a, I guess if you want to say, something to listen to. You can always reach out to me. He reached out to me on Facebook, and I was in the midst of communicating with him and trying to get him on the show, but unfortunately, things happen the way they happen. But it hit home with me. Some of you will probably know him. Last name is Boner. Young man that was on the TLC show, My 600 Pound Life. But I want to get back to No-Handed Bandit. Thanks for being on the show. I really appreciate it. And for those of you that really want to keep up with him, I'm looking at my screen right now. Actually, just go to YouTube and you can type in The No-Handed Bandit. And most of his stuff should pop up in any type of Google search. You can see all of his videos. He does a lot of cool things, from rock climbing to playing basketball. He shows you how to actually put on his arms. For those of you that are amputees that are wondering about how life is with upper extremity limb loss, I think he is a great person to seek out for information for that. Again, I want to thank him for taking the time to be on the show. I want to thank you guys for taking the time to listen to the show. Yes, this is a pre-recorded show. I am here in the studio bright and early on this morning, doing everything, having my coffee here and finishing up the show. Typically, when we do interviews with people, we are going to be using Skype. So my apologies in advance for some of the sound that we will have coming through there. It's probably one of the only platforms that we can use to get some of the stuff done that we need to get done with callers and interviews and stuff like that. So I will do my best to try and clean those calls up so that they sound somewhat decent. And In the future, when we do call-ins on the show, that's what we will be using. Skype as our platform. So I want to make sure I put that out there so you guys do know about that. I also want to make sure you guys are up to speed with some of the things I'm going to be up to. Coming up, we have some shows that I think you're going to really appreciate, talking about diabetes and hopefully getting some other guests to come on and talk. I think some of you have heard that Dave Gannis, the One-Legged Spartan, will be doing some stuff for us the third Wednesday of every show or every month on outdoor recreation, fitness, and things that will help you as an amputee get up off that couch and get outside. So I'd like to thank my guest today, the No-Handed Bandit. Man, I really appreciate that, Sam. And do stay in touch with us, and I'll make sure I get this out to you a couple of days before we broadcast the show. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Amp Life Talk Radio. I always appreciate each and every one of you and the views from Facebook. Do me a favor, like the show on Facebook, Amp Life Talk Radio. Leave me some comments. That always helps us out, and it always helps help people find the show when you leave comments and reviews on the show. It puts us up there on the search scale for Facebook, allowing other amputees to find us. And if you have a support group out there on Facebook, please do let me know about it, and I would be more than happy to like and add you or add myself to your group and share some of the shows and some of the things that we're up to here at Amp Life Talk Radio. I've had several of you reach out to me and ask me to be a part of your groups. I have no problem with that. I'm all about supporting amputees. Once again, thank you very much for listening to another episode of Amp Life Talk Radio.
You are listening to Sean Harrison on Amp Life Talk Radio, a place for amputees and those dealing with limb loss. The views expressed on the show by the host, co-hosts, and guests are their own. Always seek medical advice from a licensed medical professional.
They always told Will he was too short to play basketball, but Will never listened. Will let his work ethic do the talking for him. Always in the gym, always running drills. Will knew where there was a will, there was a way, and he was Will. But then, after his second child was born, he realized the pros were all way better than him. So Will gave up and buried his high tops in a tearful ceremony. But one day, he heard that Geico could save him money on car insurance, so he switched and saved a bunch, which was awesome.
What does your morning sound like?
That's Daddy's little man.
Morning, Daddy. Grabbed your usual from Mickey D's.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better with a delicious breakfast from McDonald's.
Start your day at McDonald's with a refreshingly bold large McCafe iced coffee for just $2. Price and participation may vary for a limited time. Cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal.